You're listening to Rocket Knight.
Welcome back once again to the Rocket Knight podcast. Tampa Earl hanging out with you. Today we've got guests from New Jersey with us. They are Spider Rockets, and they have a brand new album out that we're going to talk about in a minute, but I wanted to introduce you to the band. So without further ado, here are Spider Rockets.
How are you?
Hey, Earl. How are you?
Oh, Helena, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
Well, you want to take it around the circle there of who you got with you? I mean.
So, Helena, all right, we're Spider Rockets, right? Helena.
AJ.
I'm Dan.
John.
Well, this is, I'm going to go off the cuff here. This is not the first time you guys have done this. You've been around for a little bit of time, and something, you know, that I've always seen with bands that, start off from, humble beginnings, appreciate the success when they get it. And that's something that I think you're seeing now with Dirty and Bad. I think there's been some great success for it. Do you appreciate when this moment comes around for you, don't you?
Earl, we're in for the long haul, and it's, we just love doing this, and it's been, our dream since we were kids and stuff, and so it's such a cool thing to be doing it, and it's each cycle that we do an album, it's just exciting for us. It's early days still with Dirty and Bad. It came out on the 23rd of May, so but it's really just cool seeing radio pick up, seeing press interested in it. It's so cool. And then our fans coming back and saying that they love the album. It's all this stuff is so great. And so great to hear people enjoying it, and because we put a lot into it and we enjoyed it. So it's like, it's great to enjoy it ourselves, but it's so fantastic when other people enjoy it too.
That really is the point of it all, is that you have to enjoy what you're doing. And if the fans enjoy it too, that makes it even better. Getting out there and doing it in front of the crowds and things. One of the things I know about your history is you got a history on the Vans Warped Tour, which is now coming back this year.
That is so cool that they are. It is so cool that they are. Yeah. I remember like when we did it, and I just remember the sound, like the people who did this, the sound on the stage.
Amazing.
And the sounds coming from the stage, the sound people that worked that stage, the stage that we were on,
mm-hmm.
fantastic. Yeah. Those guys were such incredible pros, really nice, but like just on top of their stuff, like so everything was pristine, perfect sounding, everything just like do, perfect. It was just like, it ran like clockwork, but it was also just so well done.
Yeah, that's really, really one of the times when you finally say, hey, I think we might have made it somewhere.
Yeah, it was a really fun experience, I gotta say. Yeah.
Well, now that one goes along, and this is where some other people might have remembered you from, was a few years ago, you were part of the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. How did you guys get involved in that?
So the story was kind of random. Our manager represented another band who met up with this gentleman in New York who was a sync licensing guy. And those guys were partiers. They like freaking can tear up the town. And they tore up the town with this guy. And the guy was like, love you guys. Let me sign you up for sync licensing. And he got on the phone with our manager, and he was like, I'm going to sign up this band for sync licensing. And Roman, our manager, was like, hey, why don't you sign up Spider Rockets, my other band, too? So yeah, I was like, sure. I guess he was feeling really happy and stuff. Sure, I'll sign them up
It
too.
was a good party.
Yeah, it was a really good party. It was like, yeah, I'll sign them up too. So we signed with them, and a couple weeks later, the WWE reached out to them, and they were like, hey, we want to use this song by Spider Rockets called "Going Down." We want to use it for our one of our wrestlers, and it turned out to be
Charlotte.
Charlotte Flair, and they used it as an entrance song for her and as a victory song and exit song for her too. And it was just, and all of a sudden we got all these WWE people like
Come to
coming to
shows.
shows and stuff, and you know, sending us messages and all kinds of stuff. It was pretty wild. It was like there's a very strong fan base over there, so it's like, well, if they like you, they really like you. And it
That
was.
is very true with the WWE people. They are faithful.
Yeah.
And although I think it could work, both ways, that if they were fans of another wrestler, they might not like
Oh,
you.
sure, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
We're going to listen to that song a little bit here, but right now I want to talk about the new album. Tell us about Dirty and Bad. I personally really love the gritty, there's a, I hate to say a sexual thing to it, but it's got a grind to it that you really get into, but it's still also got that dirty, nasty feel, kind of like the Sunset Strip in the 90s.
Yeah, and that's funny because we're right across the country in New Jersey, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, we got our
exactly.
own kind of grime going on. Well, we got our own kind of grime going on here. The album was like, the song in particular, we're huge fans of AC/DC, all right? So you want the grime and stuff, that's legitimate, like freaking super grime right there. And and I don't know if we reached back in our subconscious or something. We're like, yeah, this is cool. Let's do AC, you know, let's pull out our AC/DC, a little bit of our AC/DC in this one. But also, I think it just was like, you know, it's a song about freedom in a way, too. It's like, hey, you know what? If there weren't any rules, what would you do? You know, if there were no repercussions, you know, if you know, nothing to come back at you or anything. Things would get a little chaotic, but they would get a little crazy too, you know, and that's where that song kind of takes off, you
Yeah,
know.
real. I get that feeling out of it. It's kind of the. Yeah, it's got the little bluesy licks to it, like you would have with, maybe an AC/DC song, but you still kind of give it your own touch and your own power.
Yeah, we seem to have a lot of fans that like it, which is really exciting for us too. And we do have a lyric video out for it, which is you know, which has been getting some fans coming back, you know, saying nice things about it and
Well,
stuff
that's
too, which is
great to
really
hear.
cool.
It should
So
get
that's our
more
go-to.
attention. Got some
That's our
great stuff
dancer.
on it. Right now, let's take a listen to it. This
Sure.
is Spider Rockets and Dirty and Bad.
Let's get real dirty. Myself to go away.
Welcome back. We're sitting here talking with Spider Rockets about their new album, Dirty and Bad. How difficult is it for a band like you guys to get out there on the road?
Well, right now we have, we're focused on the album release and stuff and the promotion for it, but we're also behind the scenes working on tour opportunities and getting that squared away too. It's sometimes hard to line everything up perfectly together. So we are looking forward to doing things later on this year and are working on that behind the scenes. So,
And we're also shooting that video.
oh God, yeah, we shooting video number two too. So it's like there's a but we're juggling a lot of things right now.
So what is the next song going to be? The next video for the next song going to be? Are
Well,
you at liberty to say?
I think we're going to keep it under wraps until we're ready to like unleash that monster.
All right, I can respect that. We were just talking in while we took a break there and listened to some of the stuff from Dirty and Bad about, the cover of the album. Thank you, for giving me the kudos for picking out Lady Liberty, but I did not pick out that she was a can-can dancer. So I only get half credit.
So that actually has a story too. And our manager, Roman Fernandez, who's just really, really good with this stuff. I remember coming up with the idea for Lady Liberty and shooting him a text and saying, "What about this? Here's like a mock-up kind of thing." And he was like, "Yeah, I kind of like where this is going, but let's turn her into a can-can dancer." And I was like, "What the hell? Oh my God." So yeah, I was like, I was open to it, and I thought it was, where in the world does this man come up with these ideas?
Yeah.
It's like, this
Well,
is so cool.
tell
It
me.
was really cool. I mean, I looked at it and I saw it, and I actually, it was one of the things after I opened up the CD, I actually went into the little booklet and said, "Who did this?" Because it was a brilliant idea.
So Roman actually had the concept. I mean, I started with the concept, but he took it to another place. He made it way more interesting than mine was. And then we had amazing artists working on it too. I mean, the cover art was like freaking fantastic. And I know that I would just totally butcher this poor guy's name. Brian Morales did the cover art for the album, and he did such a he like stepped it up so well. He did such a fantastic job on it.
Oh, he did. I mean, it's a fantastic, I mean, it's something that, I kind of lament because I kind of get a feeling that we all remember the big album days when you had the huge album and, you get that visual on the picture there and all the different things, lyrics and things, but that's a story for another time. I miss those
Though, right?
things.
That's so fun to like look at that and just say, oh my God, this is so cool. This aspect is cool too. And it kind of like gets the visual with the audio and kind of gets everything rolling and stuff. So it's cool to have things that are, kind of spark your senses a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we have Dirty and Bad, the song, out right now. We've got more stuff coming from it. Monster of Your Dreams, like you said, we've gotten into that a little bit. Casual Violence. It's great to see bands that are still willing to create rock and roll, because one of the things that I hear so much is there's no good rock and roll out there. And I always say, you're not looking hard enough. You
Yeah.
know, you gotta it you don't get it fed to you nowadays. You gotta go out there and search for it.
Yeah.
100%.
Really.
And there's, you know what, there's so many bands out there. There's like, it's just there's a saturated, I guess, saturated market. I don't know if that's correct, but there's a lot of bands. So it's trying to find things that you like out there, or find things that you in a very specific kind of area. And then there's like the subgenres. They're like 50 million subgenres of rock, right? So it's like, that kind of makes it a little bit more confusing too. So I think the combination of all of that, it's like you get lost in the forest, like, ah, where am I looking, or where can I look and stuff. But yeah, there's plenty of rock out there. I mean, we're in New Jersey, there's plenty of rock, and in the Midwest, there's lots of, huge rock fans out there too. And it's so appreciative of us whenever we go out there and stuff. So It's very exciting. I think that it's an exciting time because there's so many things to listen to. It's just a matter of finding things sometimes.
That's the trick, is finding it. I grew up and I've lived in Austin, and in a couple of up Tampa's real big on death metal. How, I don't know, but they are.
Yeah,
And so
cool.
I've been lucky enough to live in areas that did have thriving rock and roll scenes. And I'm taking it that New Jersey is the same way.
Yeah, Jersey is for sure. I think New Jersey is also really close to New York, and there's so many things in New York that sometimes it's just there's so many different kinds of music and musicals and jazz and this and that and other thing in New York that sometimes things get overlooked. But Jersey definitely has a strong rock scene. And in the Midwest, like I said before, super strong rock scene out there where people come out to all kinds of shows and stuff. So, it's there. You just have to find it,
Yeah. And finding it is the trick. Now, you guys told me that you just got your Facebook page got hacked and you had to build a new one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people run into that. So I think we got phished or something. I don't know, something happened. But if you go to our website, all of
Which
our
is
social.
spiderrockets.com.
Right, spiderrockets.com. All of our socials, all of our stuff is there. All of our things are there. So you can reach out to us via any social or touch base with what we're doing and stuff. But that's the first stop that should always be is at the website because
That's where
things
everything comes
happen,
from.
right? Things
Yeah.
happen.
You'll find about all the videos coming up and any tour dates and all that. Spiderrockets.com. The album is called Dirty and Bad. And we're going to be checking out a little more music from the band. But we want to thank you for coming on with us and talking over some of the music. And hopefully, you'll have some great success with this new album.
And Earl, the next songs that you're going to be playing, Casual Violence, actually, we have a video for. So
Okay.
check out the video on YouTube.
Yes,
And I believe
definitely.
you're
That's where I
also going to
found you guys too, so.
Yes. And also Monster of Your Dreams, another video. So check out the video on YouTube or through the website, of course. So, and we'd love to hear what your favorite song is on the album. So, to all of your fans out there, who are going to listen? We love listening and hearing what people really like.
You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.